Chodesh Tov, everyone. This is Chaya Rivka. Today's mini lesson is dedicated for a love of Torah, mitzvahs, health, happiness, clarity, and a successful aliyah for Michla Esther bas Sara, Eliyahu Asher ben Michla Esther, Elisheva Ahava bas Michla Esther, and Kalev Yehoshua ben Sara. The Rebbe teaches us about two kinds of shame. The first is toxic shame. This is the shame where we don't really believe or understand that we are a holy neshama, that we have a connection to Hashem, and that our lives are vitally important, that we really have a mission and purpose in this world. The way we begin to heal this shame is to look for the nekuda tova, the good point that we've been speaking about from the Azamra lesson. When we look for the good point inside, we come to recognize that our lives are intricately and intimately bound up in our relationship to Hashem, to other people, and of course to ourselves. And we begin to understand that we can really accomplish in this world. This is, of course, a spiritual accomplishment, but also material accomplishments as well. The other kind of shame is busha. Busha is actually a holy type of shame. It's a shame that's truly great humility. The Rebbe himself spoke about his own level of busha. He said that when he was alone with God, when he would speak to Hashem, his busha was so great that he would actually blush. He expressed himself with tremendous timidity and embarrassment, as if he was humbled and even humiliated before a friend. It's a very revealing kind of holy shame, and it takes great honesty. Reb Nosson said that this busha shone on the Rebbe's face, and nothing like it had ever been seen before. Now, this busha is actually very healing in and of itself, because it comes from a place of great honesty, and it's a place where our souls can truly express themselves, and really we begin to understand the depth of our relationship with Hashem once we begin to experience this great humility and holy shame. BRI Women has been developing the Azamra program for a little under 2 years. We run many workshops and classes on the topic of holy self-esteem and toxic shame versus busha. We're also beginning to work on a new workbook called Holy Self-Esteem. And it's based on the teachings of Rebbe Nachman, especially Azamra, but not only Azamra. And it's a guide, a step-by-step guide to help people develop holy self-esteem and come to truly believe in themselves. If you'd like to be involved with this or any of the other BRI Women projects and books, please contact me. Meanwhile, I hope you have an absolutely wonderful Rosh Chodesh and a day where you really, really, truly believe in yourself.